Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I hope you will enjoy the weekend forthcoming, get some rest and recuperation from the hard work you have done, and I hope you will be able to gather with the people of God at a local Bible preaching and Bible living church on the Lord's Day. Often one has to research to find such a church, perhaps visiting several in your area, but I will pray God lead you to such a group of His people. And if you are in a church where the Bible is ingrained in the DNA of the congregation, give God thanks. Please do not take that for granted. Encourage your pastor and spiritual leaders. Pray for them and tell them you are praying for them. And pray for those Christians who have no such church. Christian radio and podcasts were never meant to replace the regular meeting together of the people of God in community with one another. A pandemic cannot take that away. That being said, not everyone is capable of getting to church, and of course, those of us who turn to the radio and internet for good Bible teaching, we want more. We desire to hear the Word of God read, taught, and described so that we can apply this truth to our lives in our post-Christian world. We are strangers here, just a passing through, yet we need these times together for mutual encouragement. So welcome. Lord willing, I am here Monday through Friday. And remember the podcast. Just hop on godisministry.org and grab it for free. All the God Is podcasts are on the homepage, and subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Pocket Cast, or Google Play. GodIsMinistry.org. And do not forget to connect with us on social media. On Facebook and Instagram, our handle is God Is Podcast. Check us out at God Is Podcast. We post all the time for your edification, enjoyment, and encouragement. Be a part of the God Is family more intentionally at God Is Podcast on these social media platforms. And tell others about us as well. Today we finish the highlights that I want to give you on the Tree of Life and its connection to Adam and Eve and what God does for them here at Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. We also need to connect verse 22 to verse 23. Speaking of the podcast, I hope you have used that to get caught up on any radio broadcast you missed, because what is said today will seem disjointed if you did not hear what was said all week and especially yesterday. Please make use of the resource that is the podcast. It will keep you updated as the teaching here builds day to day. Here is Genesis 3, 22 and 23. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and now he might stretch out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. That's Genesis 3, 22 and 23. Last time we saw what the danger was to the man and the woman had they reached out their hands and eaten from the tree of life, living forever. The Lord God foresees that man and woman will pursue the tree of life and eat from it, but they would eat from it in their sinful state. So, follow the logic, they live in sin, but then they eat of the tree of life. So what do they get? They get a sinful life that never ends. It is an everlasting life in everlasting death. Theirs would have been, we surmise from the perspective of God, a sinful life from which there would have been no deliverance, no rescue, and no redemption. If now they eat of the tree of life, they will live forever in a sinful state. So God graciously and God mercifully puts them out of the garden and blocks access to the tree of life. I invite you to listen to the wise perspective of Dr. Edward J. Young, who I am fond of quoting because he writes the truth very well. He says, "To live forever when one is in the power of sin and death is not the eternal life that God gives to those who believe on him, but is rather an everlasting death. From this estate there could be no deliverance, no freedom, but only the bondage of life and death. To drive man from the garden, then, was an act of punishment, but also an act of kindness, for man must be kept from the tree of life until there come a man who should earn the right for Adam to partake thereof. To live forever in a state of sin would be a curse, not a blessing. God's action, therefore, is not prompted from motives of envy, but rather from love to fallen man and from a desire ultimately to save him." Let me put this another way, and this will reinforce what we are learning, or maybe give you a new way to think of it. And here I will call upon another theologian friend. Capture this in your mind. Because these first people ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they cannot eat of the tree of life. Eating of the one precludes the eating of the other. Because Adam and Eve ate of the tree of death, they now cannot eat of the tree of life. Dr. Alders writes, quote, "If man chose the path of obedience, he would not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but would eat of the tree of life and live forever. If, on the other hand, he chose the path of disobedience, he would leave the fruit of the tree of life untouched, but would eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and become the victim of death." It is clear that the paradise narrative portrays man as standing before a twofold possibility. Either he would acquire eternal life, which he did not yet have, or he would be subjected to death to which he had not previously been subjected. End quote. And we know what man did. He did not eat of the tree of life. Instead, he and his wife subjected themselves to death. And now the tree of life is off limits. I hope this helps to give you the proper perspective on these verses. If you would like to have your own copy of the quotes I am sharing, just write to me and ask for these. My email is mark@godisministry.org, and my post office address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. These addresses are on my website and will be repeated soon. By the way, I will insert here my answer to a somewhat frequently asked question. I am not sure here is the best place for it, but we are going to move on from this verse, so here it is. Question: did Adam and Eve eat from the tree of life before they were expelled from the garden? My answer: no, they did not eat from the tree of life. They certainly were welcome to it. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely." Did they eat of it? I think not, because here in Genesis 3:22, God indicates they had not. And now they cannot. The tree of life, once accessible to them, is no longer. And now let's end the week on a very positive, truthful note. As I have said, and as most of you know, there is still a way for the sinful man and the sinful woman to live forever, but without the sin nature. What is the way? Well, God has blocked the way to the tree of life, right? Verse 23, "The Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden." But God has actually done this in mercy in order to lead them and us to the man promised out of the seed of the woman in Genesis 3, verse 15. And that man is Jesus. Jesus is the way to the tree of life and eternal, never-ending life as he takes away from us our sin nature and gives us a brand new nature. That is, his nature. Instead of eating of the tree, now men and women must eat of Christ. Listen to what Jesus says. This is John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 53 through 56. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." John 6, 53 through 56. Eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood is meant metaphorically. It symbolizes the need to accept what Christ has done for you on the cross. We cannot justify ourselves before God by our works, somehow making it back to the tree in our own self-righteousness. No, that will never work. Our good works prior to salvation through Christ alone are meaningless in the eyes of Holy God. Our works do not give us eternal life. There is only one way to live forever in peace with God. There is only one way to participate in the perfection of paradise regained, heaven, and that is to believe in the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of sin. Adam and Eve looked forward in faith to Christ. You and I look backwards in faith to Christ. And for all of us, it is Christ alone who saves. It is Christ alone who leads us to the tree of life, to our God, who is the source of all life, living and eternal. This gives you something to digest this weekend. On Monday, we'll come back and move into verse 23, and then verse 24, Genesis 3. What a text. Thank you for spending time with us this week. Join us next week for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.